Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Yud Tes. We are up to Sif Ches, the fourth to last line on page 272. The Mechaber says in Sif Ches, B'chol choli tzarech levarich. Any illness that a person has that he recovers from, he must bench gomel. Afilu eino choli shel sakana, even if it is not a chola sheyesh bo sakana, v'lo maka shel cholol, and it's not a wound on the inner cavity of his body. Elo kol sha'ola lamita v'yarad. But anyone that goes to be bedridden and he comes down from his bed, he recovers, he makes birchas gomel, mipnei shedome kimi sheheluhu legardom ledin. Because he's like a person who is led up to the gardum ledin. What is the gardum? So the Ramah says, Pirish, malos sha'osin dayonim lasheves kishedonin. It's the platform where the judges are sitting when they are judging. So when a person goes into his bed because of an illness, it's like he's going to be judged in front of the dayonim, and therefore when he comes out, so he benches gomel. Ve'ein hefresh ben sheyesh lo mechush kavua uba mizman lizman. And it doesn't make any difference whether he has an ongoing illness that acts up every once in a while, or it's a random illness that just came this one time. Either way, according to the Mechaber, a person who recovers from an illness after he was bedridden must bench gomel. The Ramah says, V'yesh omrim de'enu mevarech rak al choli sheyesh bo sakana. Some argue, says the Ramah, and they say you only bench gomel when you recover from an illness that was a life-threatening illness. Kegon maka shel cholo, like a wound to the inner cavity of the body. That's the tur b'shem deraived, v'harav Rabbi Yosef, v'chein nohogin ba'ashkenaz. And that is the minog in Ashkenaz. Says the Mishnah Berurah, sevkaton chavdalad kol sha'ola lamita. We're going here in the first sheet of the Mechaber that anyone that is bedridden from his illness must bench gomel when he recovers. Avalem lo ola lamita klal, but a person who is not bedridden at all, rak sheyesh lo eza mechush ba'alma b'rosho o b'grono chiagavna. He just has a headache, or he has a difficulty with his throat. Einu mevarech afilu ledei azo. Person who stam has a headache or a throat ache, he is not bedridden, he would not need to make bench gomel, even according to the first shita. Sivkaton chafei, mipnei shedome kimi sheheluhu. We said a person who's bedridden from his illness, it's like he's going in front of the dayanim to be judged. She'ein anu yodim eich yetzei dino. We don't know a person who's going to be judged in front of dayanim. We do not know how his din is going to end up coming out. Kimo kein b'chola, so too by a person who is sick. Kevan shenofa lemishkov, since he was bedridden. Ein anu yodim sofo, we don't know what his end is going to be. Shekama pa'amim, sometimes, afal pi. Even though at first when he went to be bedridden it was not a sakana, sometimes the illness strengthens itself and eventually it leads to sakana. And therefore the Mechaber holds that once a person is bedridden, he's already in that realm, and therefore when he recovers he must bench gomel. We said in the Mechaber, it doesn't matter whether it's a recurring illness that comes every once in a while or it's a new illness that is his first time coming, either way he benches gomel. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why would you think there's a chilek? Rotzalomar means to say, Shelo Tomar, one should not say, Demecha Shabo Mizman Lizman, that an illness that he comes back from time to time, Kfar Yadua Hu Sheimbo Sakana. So it's already known for this person, it's not a Sakana. He got it already three times in the past and he recovered. So one might think that he wouldn't bench gomel this time around because it's not a Sakana. Zokta Mishnah Berurah, Enoken, that's not the case. V'adar Abba. And the opposite is true. Kol shehu kavua hu yoser mischazik. An illness that is set, that it is recurring, it strengthens itself. And even though a miracle happened to him many times and he recovered many times from this illness, that's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had rachmanis on him. But not every time is a miracle going to happen. Ad kan lashon harashba b'tshuva. This is the end of the lashon of the tshuva harashba. And therefore, whether it's a recurring illness, even though one might think there's no reason to bench gomel because he recovered so many times, it's not a sakana, says the tshuva harashba. But it's fakert, the fact that you recovered so many times, it's possible that now the illness is strengthening itself, and it could bedafka be a sakana this time, and therefore you would bench gomel. Or whether, as the Mechaber said, the illness was not a recurring illness, it was a one-time thing. Elo b'chol gafni, rather, in all cases, kol sha'ola lamita machmaso, bizman shechoshashbo, any time that he was bedridden because of an illness, that he had, chayev levarech achakach. When he recovers, he must bench gomel afterwards. That is the shita of the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah brought a v'yesh omrim that argues and says you only bench gomel when you recover from an illness that is a sakona. Says the Mishabura sekaton chavches kegon maka shel cholol o she'ar cholui she'ish bo sakona, either a wound to the inner cavity of the body or any other illness that comes along with the sakona. Kegon, for example, kadacha shel kol aguf, a person has a fever in his whole body, shekorin shoydurin kemevur v'simin shin chavches v'ayim b'ber alocha. So any sakana that a person is in, he has a high fever, so the machlokas, exactly how high the fever has to be, but if he has a certain level of fever, that could be a sakana, so only then he would bench gomel. The Mishabura says in Sivkoton Chav Ches, that which the Ramah ended with, V'chein Nuhagin Ba'ashkenaz, and this is the minhag in Ashkenaz, that they only bench gomel when it is a life-threatening illness. V'kosav Amogin Avram, Diktas Nuhagin Kisvara Samachaber, Zokta Amogin Avram, some are nohig like the shita of the mechaber, and they bench gomel any time a person is bedridden. V'chein das ha'el yirabba ladina, and that is the opinion of the el yirabba l'maisa. V'chein kosa b'mogin giborim, and so too writes the mogin giborim, shekol shecholo b'chogufo, anyone that was bedridden, he was sick in his whole body. Shekayotze b'zem mechalin olav as ha'shabbos ayidei ovid gilulim, that if a person would be sick like this on Shabbos, we'd be mechalo Shabbos for him through a goy. So anyone like that, Mevarach HaGomel, he has to bench Gomel, V'hevi Kein B'Shem HaRadvaz. And this is brought down from the Mogen Giborin, B'Shem the Radvaz. U'Kein Zeh Kosov Gam Kein Chai Odom, and similar to this, the Chai Odom writes as well, Ach Sheh Kosov, the Chai Odom writes, Shemikomokom lo yivarech elo im kein nofa lamita lo pachos mishlo sheyamin. So the Chayadam at least gives some kind of gedder. He says it's true that we're going to go, and many are knowing to be like the mechaber, and they bench goma whenever they're sick and they are bedridden. But zot the Chayadam, it has to be that the person was sent into bed for at least 3 days. V'ayim b'ralocha, and look at the b'ralocha, de'im achaloso hu davar sheyesh bo sakana, that if his illness is something that is mamish a sakana, afilu b'pachos mishlo sheyamin namitzar, then even if the illness is less than 3 days, you'd also have to make a bracha. The Chai Adam is just saying, if it's not a life-threatening illness, and you are bedridden for 3 days, then you would bench gomel. But avada, if it's a sakonas nefashos, even less than 3 days, one recovered, one would still make a bracha sagomel. Says the Mechaber Vaitesiv Tes, Hani arbo lavdafka. We started off the siman and we said arba tzrichim lahodos, and we gave 4 examples. Here the Mechaber discusses, are the examples or are they specifically these 4 cases? So says the Mechaber, hani arba ladafka. These 4 are not exacting, they're not specific. To hu adin l'misha nasel ones, the same thing applies. A person will bench gomel if another miracle happened to him. Kegon, for example, shenofal olav kosel, a wall collapsed over him and he survives, he benches gomel. O nitzol medrisas shor unigichosav, or a person gets saved from being trampled by an ox or from being gored by an ox. O sha'omar olav be'ir aryeh latarfo, or an animal, a lion, greets him in the street and he wants to rip him to shreds and he survives. O im ganovim bo lo'im shodeh de'layla v'nitzel mehem, or robbers attack him at night and they want to possibly kill him and he's saved from them. V'chol kayotze bazer, any similar examples when a person is in a makom sakona and he is saved, kulam tzrichim levarach ha'gomel. All people need to bench gomel. The 4 examples that we brought earlier are simply examples, but hu adin extended to any other cases where a person is besakana and he is saved. The first shita says he must bench gomel. Then the Mechaber says, V'yesh omrim she'ein mevarchen ha'gomel elahani arba adafka. Some say, no, these 4 that are brought down are very specific and you only bench gomel if you're one of these 4. The Mechaber ends off and says, because of the suffix, v'tov levarach b'lo haskara shemo malchus. So if a person is saved from a sakana, not one of these 4, the Mechaber paskins, it's good to say brachas agomel, but you would say it without the shemo malchus, because of the suffix brachos lahokel. Says the Mishaburus of Kaduchav Test, im ganovim bo'ulo, one of the examples that the Mechaber brought down, that a person was saved from a sakana is when robbers came on him at night. He was close to a sakana through their hands. Like we saw earlier, at the end of Siman Reish Yud Ches, Sivkatan Lamed, the first sheet of the Mechaber was, Kulam Tzrichim, they off the bench Gomel. V'afal Pikein, and even though they are all benching Gomel, Kishiyagia Lamakum Shenasa Buhanes, when he then returns to the place where the miracle happened, Yivarech Gam Sha'osali Nes B'makom Hazeh. Besides the Brichas HaGomel that he'll make initially when the miracle happened, but when he returns to that place, and again, every 30 days afterwards, when he returns to that place, he will make the Bracha of Sha'osa Lineis B'makom Hazeh. Va'ayin b'simen reishut ches siftes, shom yesh plukta yivarech Sha'osa Lineis k'shenitzol b'derech ha'teva. As you remember, at the end of Simen reishut ches, we brought down a machlokas if a person is saved in a more natural way. The robbers are attacking him and someone happens to walk by, so obviously Hashem sent him, but it's more of an Nes Nisder. Would a person make a bracha in that case, or only if it's actually an open miracle, only then would it warrant the bracha of Sha'asa Lineis B'makom Hazeh. Sivkatan Lamed Aleph goes on the second sheet of the Mechaber over here that those four are very specific and you don't bench Gomel on other ones. Why would these four be so specific? Zaktim Shabura Elahani Arba Mishum Shemetsuyim Beyoser. Because they are the most common cases. Therefore, Tiknu Aleihem Birchas HaGomel, therefore Chazal was masakin on these cases that are common, the Bracha of HaGomel. Ma She'en Kein Inoch She'enom Shichim Kal, which is not the case by these other examples, they're very not common, and therefore Ein Lo Varech Aleihem HaGomel, and therefore you will not bench Gomel. Ela Bahani Denaser Lahem Neis, just the one that the Neis happened to, Yivarech She'osa Li Neis, he will make the Bracha of She'osa Li Neis, Kishiyagir La'osa Mokum, when he later goes back to that place, he'll make the bracha Sha'asa Lineis, but according to the Shita, he will not bench Gomel after he is saved from things that are beyond the four that are mentioned in Sif Aleph. Umi Shahalach Baderech. Here the Mishnah Berurah says a very interesting thing. One who is going down the road, Afilu Shalobim Kom Sakana, he wasn't in a dangerous place, there was no Sakana, he was just walking down the road. Ubo Olav Listim Lohargo Venitzel, and robbers came out to kill him, and he was saved. In that case, everyone agrees that you bench Gomel. Now that's very odd, because we're going here in the Shita that says you only bench Gomel in the four exact examples that are brought down by Chazal. Here the Mishnah Berurah says everyone would agree in this example, which is not one of those four Lechara, that you'd have to bench Gomel. So if you look in the Shaar Tzion, in Oz Yotes, he writes, Kein Mashem and Magen Avram. This is the Mashmos of the Magen Avram. V'hatam, and the reason is, even according to the first sheet in Siv Zayin, their reason is because they will only mechayev someone that goes through the desert. Because going through the desert, it's common to find their wild animals and robbers. But not going down to Stam Derech, it's not common. But v'hach over here, shepoga bolistim, where you actually had robbers bumping into you, kuli al mamodu, there everyone agrees. And if you look at note 28, Rav Moshe is a little bothered by this, and he says, v'av shelo maisa lo holach b'derech shebecheska sakana. What do you mean, lo maisa? He did not go down a road that had a chazaka of being a sakana. V'im kein l'chora eich ein shayach l'varech l'fi hadeya hashnia. And therefore, Frekra Moshe Feinstein, what are you talking about? Why are we making a bracha l'fi the second shita? The second shita says, only in four cases you bench Gomel. Walking down a safe street and robbers happen to come out to kill you and you get saved, that's not one of the four. So, Bir B'Shal and Shivazigris, Moshe explains, Shatam Shein Mevarchin Eloka Sholech Bamidbar, the reason why Chazal said that we only make the bracha when walking through a desert, Mishum Shehu Mokum Sakana Be'etzem. That's because the desert is be'etzem makom sakana. Sheri mitzuyim bo listim v'chayos ros, because it's common to have there robbers and wild animals. Elo shakadosh baruch hu mono milavo ilav. A person walks through successfully the desert, so Hashem saved you from a makom sakana that's there be'etzem. Ach makom yishuv, but a regular inhabited area, eino makom sakana, that is not a makom sakana. V'im kein, and if so, Ba'ufen shaholach b'derech she'ena mesukenes, in a situation where a person walks down a road that's not dangerous, achoyu balistim, but there were robbers there that want to kill him, harin isbarer shalicha zu hoysa b'makom sakona. That's mevarer, that clarifies that this halicha really was a makom sakona. So walking down this road, although you thought it was safe, l'maisa, we have proven that it wasn't safe, and therefore it's just like walking in the desert. It reminds us of the Rav Moshe that we saw earlier in the Siman, who said that even according to the Shita over here in Sivtes, that you only bench Gomel on the four examples that were brought down by Chazal, he says you would still make a bracha if you go on an airplane. Because Rav Moshe says going on an airplane is going in the Yam. It's the same thing. The same way when you're in the Yam, you're not on dry land. It's a little more dangerous. You can't just fix things so easily when you're in the middle of the ocean. So too when one's in the air, if there's a problem with the airplane, so it's not easily fixable. And therefore, that's mamish the case of Yordei Hayom. So here Rav Moshe is using a similar svara, that although the example that's brought down by Chazal is walking through the desert, but if you walk down any street and it's nisbarer afterwards that there were robbers that want to kill you, so that's a sakana, that is considered like walking in the desert. It's one and the same, and therefore even Lafi, the one that says it's only those exact four examples, we would throw in also the case of the airplane, we would throw in the case where you get attacked when you're walking down this street which you thought was safe. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan Lamed Beis, the achra of the mechaber was that you should bench gomel when it's outside of these four cases, but you should not say the shem umalchus. The achronim kosvu da hamina kisvara rishona v'chein misdaber. The mishabura ends off the siman and tells us the achronim write, the minhag is like the first shita, that it's not only those four cases, but who had in any other case when a person is sakana and he's safe, he benches gomel. And zakta mishabura v'chein misdaber, and that is logical. Now, if you look at note number 30, he makes it very practical about a car accident. A person who is safe from a car accident, everyone always asks, do they have to bench gomel when they survive a car accident? So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, if the two cars actually crashed together and they didn't get damaged, and they don't get hurt, mevarach hagomel, a person who survives a car accident, he benches gomel. V'chein da'as hagon of Nissen Kerelitz, that you bench gomel from a car accident. Me'idach, on the other hand, da'as hagon of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, she'af im shtei mechonios hisnakshu, even if the two cars crashed, v'achas mehen nedfa v'nizrika l'mirachok, one of the cars went flying far away, im lo nechbetu anosim chavoto she'yesh bo sakona lo yivarchu. Zokos Shlomo Zalman Orbach, if the person that's in the car did not get banged with the strength that a person could normally lose his life, he wouldn't bench gomel. So Rav Moshe and Rav Nissen Kerelitz are saying, just stop, the cars crash and the person doesn't get hurt, so that's grounds ready to bench gomel. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, no, it's not enough that the cars just crash. It has to be that in the crash, the person was banged so hard that he could have lost his life, and he didn't. Only then it will warrant a brachas gomel. The rest of note 30 discusses the mitzliach hanahag berega haachron listos olatzor. Let's say the driver at the last second was able to stop or turn away and to avoid an accident which could have been a very dangerous accident. So Rav Yashiv and Rav Nissen Kerelitz both say shalivarech. In that case, you would not make the bracha. It has to be that you actually in the accident, within having the accident. The question is, how bad of an accident does it have to be? Just stam an accident is enough to bench gomel if you weren't hurt, or does it have to be that it was a crash that was so strong that the person banged against, whatever he banged against, so strong that he could have died, and he survived, only then he would bench gomel? That concludes Siman Reish Yotes, Amir Tzashem. In the next year, we'll begin Siman Reish Chaf.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.